Thank you. I spent the weekend in Washington visiting one of my sons, the Democratic one, who lives and works down there, and in the spirit of family time, I intended to put politics and the campaign out of mind while I was visiting. But Washington, D.C. is not exactly the best place to go to do that. So while I did manage to give him my full attention, I did notice a few things that helped me understand why we appear to be headed for a major house cleaning on Election Day, no pun intended, and why the establishment in power seems so powerless to do anything to prevent it. For starters, if you've ever been to D.C. and ventured outside the tour bus route, you know that few American cities offer such a stark depiction of what John Edwards used to call the two Americas, before he became the punchline to a bad joke. On the one hand, there's the city's poor and working class population, afflicted with persistent crime and double-digit unemployment, so dissatisfied and impatient for progress that last month they dumped their mayor, a young reformer outsider type, for, as the Washington Post put it, his apparent lack of concern for their struggles during an economic downturn, end quote. Living side by side but economic worlds apart from them is D.C.'s professional class, which seems to be enjoying boom times of ready employment and good wages. Judging from their chatter in the city's media outlets, they are baffled by the imminent backlash against the Democrats. Every bit as much as Mayor Fenty was stunned at his firing. Fenty told his aides to get lost when they told him he needed to apologize to the voters for blunders he never acknowledged. But they saw what he couldn't, that voters desperate for something new were also desperate for results and unwilling to sustain hero worship of a promising newcomer for long. Is that the message voters across the country are about to send? We'll find out, won't we? 2 weeks from tomorrow night.